In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You might have wondered, when you look at the readings that we do during Lent, why it is that of all the books of the Bible that we read the book of Proverbs during Lent. Proverbs is a very important book. One of the fathers tells us that Proverbs are like signs on the road that tell us which way to go. In World War II, in 1944, towards the end of the year, the Allies in the Western theater were, they thought, on the verge of finally taking out the Nazis. And it was the winter time, and so they didn't think that anything was likely to change that picture. And the Germans launched an offensive that's known as the Battle of the Bulge. And one of the things that they did to make that campaign as effective as it was towards the beginning was they had German commandos who had lived in America and spoke English like Americans, dressed up as American soldiers, and they dropped them behind the lines. And these commandos went around and they changed signs on the streets. They changed the signs to where they were pointing in the opposite direction of where they were supposed to be pointing. And so as the Allies were retreating in confusion in the face of this unexpected attack, they were all jumbled up and weren't able to effectively mount a counteroffensive as quickly as they might have been because they were all going in the wrong direction. And you could say that this is an image of what the devil has done in this world, because what has the devil done? He has tried to convince the world that good is evil and evil is good. He's pointed it in the exact opposite direction of the truth. And so how do we straighten out those signs? We straighten out those signs by learning the way that God sees the world. And one of the ways that we do that is by acquiring the wisdom that's imparted in books like the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs begins with several verses that explain what the book's about. And it begins, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel." And what's the purpose of the book? "To know wisdom and instruction," which you could also translate as discipline, "to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear, and he will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings." What is wisdom? Wisdom is an attribute of God. As a matter of fact, it's an attribute that's personified in Christ himself. Christ is known as the wisdom of God. We're told in Scripture that by wisdom God created everything that exists. And Christ is that wisdom that created all those things. There is an order to the universe. And to know wisdom is to know God and to understand the underlying principles that govern the world. And by acquiring wisdom, we know what we need to do and we know what we need to not do. In the Scriptures, wisdom is also often used in reference to people who have a particular skill. For example, if you were an artisan, if you were a sculptor, if you were a craftsman, you could be said to have wisdom if you really knew your job. And when you see someone who's a skilled craftsman at work, it's really amazing to behold because they know exactly what they're doing. We don't know what they know in most cases, but we're just amazed to stand back and watch them with the skill that they apply to their trade and produce the kind of work that they produce. We need to have that kind of wisdom about the spiritual life. And to have wisdom as a believer means that we come to know and serve the Lord, and we know what it is we need to do to accomplish that and what it is we need to not do. We know how we need to go about our spiritual struggles. Proverbs tells us elsewhere, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding." And in these verses that I just read, it tells us a little bit about what it means to get wisdom. It means to have discipline. It means to receive instruction. We don't become wise if we assume we already know everything there is to know. or if we just simply refuse to listen to any kind of instruction. We have to diligently apply ourselves to the study of our faith, to the study of the Scriptures, if we want to be wise. To be wise is to be just. It also gives us prudence and discretion. It gives that to the young and the foolish. That's one of the reasons why books like Proverbs were especially taught to young people. But it's something that older people can benefit from too, particularly if you've not read it before. But even if you have read it, to review these things periodically will remind you of things that you've forgotten. If you're wise, you're going to seek to know God more and more perfectly live in accordance with His principles. And then this section ends with these words. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." There are several other places in Scripture, in Psalms and in Proverbs and in the book of Job, where it says something similar, but it says something that we're probably more familiar with, which is, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." In Job it says, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." In Proverbs 9:10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." The beginning of wisdom, what does that mean? It means that it's the foundation. Without the fear of the Lord, there can be no wisdom. Without us recognizing who God is and His holiness and recognizing how far we are from Him when we sin and repenting and coming to know Him and having the fear, that not an unhealthy fear, not a terror, but a respect that inspires us to want to be diligent about serving Him. That's the basis for us to have spiritual wisdom. St. John Chrysostom tells us that supreme wisdom is to worship God. And so if we really come to worship God, if we learn how to do that, we will be wise. And that's really the focus of what Lent should be. It's learning how to worship God, how to fear Him, and acquiring that fear of the Lord, and by repentance, turning away from evil and doing good. And by worshiping God in the services, in our prayers at home, but also we worship God in everything we do if we're doing it right. If we seek God above all else and we strive to live a life that is pleasing to Him, He will give us wisdom and He will guide us. We won't have to wonder, what should I do? We will simply just need to pray when we have these questions, and God will give us the wisdom and the grace to know what it is to do, and He will correct us if we get it wrong. But He will guide us in that path as long as we seek Him diligently and strive to please Him. Amen.